Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by John Beck, who's the Dean for the School of Business Communication at the Masters University, and is also the investor, co-founder of Avery Coffee Box, and founder, CEO of Ghostman Inc. John, for nearly 17 years now at New Leaf, we focused on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please start, though, by telling us a little bit more about you, your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, John, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Sure, Paul. So I spent 22 years of my career in the video game industry before coming over to academia. Put together a lot of teams. I think we shipped over 100 retail products, digital products, primarily entertainment, but also some kids' edutainment. If you remember those PC CD-ROM days, we did a lot of education there. And I, like you, have a passion for just investing in people, in human capital. One of the things that I've learned over the last 30 years of caring about organizations and people and teams is that occasionally we need to shift our focus in evaluation to really understand that gap between the present situation and desired outcomes. So this thinking is really influenced a lot by the work of Lee Bowman and Terrence Deal, a couple academics who asked the question of how to analyze an organization, which is really a multidimensional, very complicated system. So you could really say that all of us have a set of lenses that we bring into the organizational setting, that we bring into relationships, that we use to evaluate the situation. So when we shift focus, we bring out nuances that we might have otherwise missed. It's what I like to call, what my team will hear me say, is changing my glasses. So I'll mention a couple of these sets of lenses. There's obviously human resources. There's a structural lens. There's the culture of the organization, and there's also a political dimension. So with the HR lens, what you're really looking at is individual skills and talents. You're also looking at weaknesses where a team member might need support. You're feeding that back to your talented folks so that they can get a clearer view of their potential and also avenues for strengthening their effectiveness. With the organizational lens, we're focused on structure, accountability, processes. That org chart comes out. What we find is that this view gives us an explanation for why good people sometimes just aren't able to close the gap between desired outcomes and the present situation. There's just structural limitations baked in there that we need to address. So armed with those structural insights, we can make changes that free up talented people to accomplish outsized results. Seen it happen. With the cultural lens, we're really looking at the informal side. So what relationships of trust and connection exist in the organization? How can those be enhanced to produce mentorship and growth, which ultimately translate to better results? Also, we want to ask how the values of the organization are intentionally transmitted, because they're not always thoughtfully and intentionally transmitted. Obviously, we also need to ask, right, what are the values of the organization? Because they do exist, whether we're acknowledging that or not. And finally, last but not least, and sadly, I think this is where a lot of business people spend their headspace, their time, thinking about the political dimension. So you're taking a hard look at how influence is behaving in the organization. You're looking past formal job titles to the stark reality of resources and how those are being aligned with the interests of stakeholders and with the organization as a whole. So I think with those four perspectives, Paul, and a conscious effort at regularly shifting gears, asking hard questions about how the organization is functioning. We get a fuller view of the challenges that we're actually facing, and we can better serve our teams and our friends. So what I like to say is just a change of perspective, a change of the glasses there.
I really like that, John. I really like that, John. And without wanting to summarize or repeat back what you said there, I love that whole thing about shifting your perception, you know, shifting your paradigm, looking at it from another person's perspectives. I absolutely love that. John, I'm so delighted you took a few minutes with us today. And I just want to give a shout out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the website for the events page, for the activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year, many of which are free. John, could I offer you a virtual high five until I see you next?
Absolutely. Holding it up. Yeah, grateful for you, Paul, and the good work that you do.
Oh, and likewise, John. I look forward to seeing you very, very soon.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.